Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Rezzle11, and on Twitter or X, you can find me at Rezzle11Grinds. I'm going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 5th of September. It is Tuesday. We have a 10-game main slate of action. I don't believe we have any weather issues. Waiting for our weather station to be updated as far as wind and temperatures. But a lot to like on this slate. Maybe not so much in the pitching department, but overall, great time to jump in for some baseball. DK has the $2,500 Millie Maker this evening, I believe. Quite a bit of money out there to be won. So let's take a look. At the top, we get Gerrit Cole taking on Detroit. Gave up two solo home runs to them earlier this year, but was really strong. Hasn't been at his best at home other than strikeouts and getting the win more often, but the other numbers themselves have been worse at home. His last start did come against Detroit, which is always a worry. Seems like we've had that quite a bit recently, with pitchers making back-to-back starts against the same squad. He is a minus 250 favorite, game total of just 8 at this point. So he's definitely going to be viable this evening. Nathan Eovaldi, not going to be viable for me. One, I'm not really picking on Houston with pitching, even though he did shut them down earlier this year. And he has been dominant at home. The big issue for me is he has been out for nearly 2 months with a forearm injury. I'm just not really interested in a guy that didn't make any rehab start at this point, despite being out for so long. I know I was watching the game yesterday a bit, and they did mention that they wouldn't be shocked if he just comes out early in just 2 to 3 innings. As he gets healthier, I'm just not going to play that game in this matchup. Framber Valdez, game is a pick'em at this point. Has struggled mightily in 2 starts against the Rangers. Nothing really for me to believe that it's going to be different this time. Been solid the last couple, but I'm just not going to pick on the Rangers with a lefty who they've done a ton of damage to already. And at that price, I'd just gladly go with Chris Bassitt. I know everybody's going to. It is Oakland. He's traveling back to Oakland, taking on his former squad. He did not perform very well against them the first time. He has been pretty rough on the road, but this is traveling to a park that he's very familiar with. I have no problem going with Bassitt in this one. Assume he's a pretty solid favorite. Minus 190 at this point. Game total of just 8. So no problems with Chris Bassitt. And I understand he's going to be pretty popular. And for obvious reasons. Michael Lorenzen. The Phillies taking on the Padres. It is a pick'em right now. Game total of 8.5. Not a bad game total to target. He has been best on the road. Obviously, his numbers are a little skewed. He's, was traded, so it's a little tough. Since his no-hitter and 124 pitches, he has not been very sharp. He's gotten better each start since then. But he's staying in the, upper 80s, low 90s, the last 2 starts. Home runs have been an issue, which is worrisome because home runs can happen for San Diego, a very powerful lineup. I'm not really sure that I want to go to Lorenzen, but San Diego's definitely has underwhelmed all season. So I think there is a possibility that he is in a GPP winning lineup. But I would put him at a more of a 10 to 15% play right now, as I look at things. Dylan Cease, the guy that I just can't seem to get correct at this point, he's actually an underdog to Kansas City. Game total of 9.5. Makes me believe that we have incredible hitting weather in Kansas City. Maybe some wind blowing out. Maybe temps in the mid-90s. So I'm not really sure what I want to do. He s sucked against Kansas City the first time he faced him this year. His last couple starts have been horrendous. But he is still capable of putting up dominant performances. So I think I'm gonna have to use him just because, I mean, he went into Atlanta and beat them, put up a strong performance, went into LA and the Dodgers, put up a strong performance in that one as well, with double-digit strikeouts, strong performance against an elite Texas offense this season. So we know that he's what he's capable of doing. So I have to include Dylan Cease in my pool at this point. Dean Kramer, I like the matchup. He's been really good the last couple starts. The Angels are going to be probably without Shohei for a couple days, I would guess. He was decent against them the first time, not amazing. He's been better on the road. It is obviously a better pitcher's park. He's a -160 favorite in this one. I think Dean Kramer has plenty of upside for us in this matchup. Kyle Hendricks, I do want to. We have a game total of 11 in Wrigley. That's going to tell me that it's going to be close to 100, and we're going to have a ton of wind blowing out, which means I will have zero Kyle Hendricks. He's been pretty good recently, but I'm just not taking Hendricks with the wind blowing out. Just not something I can do. I just don't see him pulling a Justin Steele and striking out 12. Brady Singer was dominant against the White Sox first time he faced him. He's been far better when he's at home this year. Had a couple of struggles in his most recent starts. It's been 11 days since he threw, 10 days, 11 days since he last threw. He was on the paternity list. That extra little rest probably is going to help him at this point in the season. He had been pitching extremely well. I am definitely interested. Obviously, that 9.5 total really worries me. But he is a -120 favorite over Cease in the White Sox. Alex Faedo on the road. He's throwing the ball decently on the road. I'm just not going to go there. I know the Yankees do have some K's in their lineup, and they're playing a bunch of young guys. But they're also hitting a bunch of home runs right now. And I'm just not going to mess with that with somebody that I don't consider to be all that great of a starting pitcher. Reed Detmers, an underdog at home. He's been much better at home. He has plenty of upside. He just needs to control his pitch count a little bit. Kind of reminds you, like, he went into Texas, a team that just crushes pitching at home, especially left-handed pitching, and he shut them down for 27.5 DK points. So he's capable of doing it. I'm just not sure that he's going to, but because he's capable of doing it with the 30 fantasy point upside, I have to keep him in my pool. Maybe a 15 to 20% play. I'm not sure quite yet. It'll be interesting to see where I end up as the day goes on. Jose Quintana against the Nationals. Quintana's been steady and solid. Struggled against Atlanta, but who doesn't? Prior to that, he actually was really strong against them. We know that Washington isn't a huge K team. I know that there are some Nationals that we love to play against left-handed pitching. All that can be true, but Quintana is a -140 favorite in this game. And on this slate, I actually think he is viable. He's probably one of my last guys in, but he's definitely viable. Soroka, I'm going to have to dig into his minor league innings as he comes back up. I know they're kind of watching his innings. And it looks like he was rolling in August at AAA. But it'll be interesting. They may limit him. He may just be a four-inning guy. We're not really sure. I like the matchup because St. Louis has been struggling overall, but That's one we're going to need to dig into this Atlanta pitching situation more as the day goes on to try to get some updates on what their plans are. Because if you tell me that Soroka is going to throw a normal start, then I'm definitely interested. No Vegas line right now because I believe it has to deal with this whole Atlanta pitching situation. Brandon Pfaadt, a -210 home favorite. I'm definitely going to be on Pfaadt. He has been bad at home. But takes on Colorado, who just got dominated by Merrill Kelly. Now, Merrill Kelly is a better pitcher than Brandon Pfaadt, but we've seen what Pfaadt's capable of doing at the major league level here. We also have seen what he's capable of doing the negative way, but we're looking for upside. He's been a strong pitching prospect for a couple of years, so he's definitely in play against a super weak offense. Pedro Avila, probably not going to go there. There's something that intrigues me about him in this spot, even though Philly has been scoring runs. One, the game's a pick'em, which means they think he keeps him in it. Two, if I remember correctly, he's been pretty severe reverse splits, and that can come in handy against the dangerous left-handed bats that the Phillies offer. They do have some dangerous right-handed bats as well, but the left-handed ones are a little bit more dangerous, in my opinion, outside of Trey Turner, who is just doing anything he wants to baseballs at the plate. Patrick Corbin. People have played him. I've played him this year, which is painful to admit. He's actually decent against the Mets, other than like just 3 strikeouts and 11 2/3. He's 2-0 against them, coming off of a really rough start. But he was really strong against Boston, solid against New York, decent against Philly. Like, his performance would have been great if he went to hit 7 walks. I don't really love the idea of playing Patrick Corbin, but I can see a case being made to do so. I'm not sure where I'll end up on the decision. Right now, I would guess that I leave him out, but that's just because of my mental block of playing Patrick Corbin. But as the day broaches, goes on, we might be looking at Quintana and Corbin as our last two in, or maybe just one of the two in our pool. So it'll be interesting to see where that plays out. Freeland against Arizona, no thank you, because I think that they have hit him pretty well this year, and he has been worse on the road. Which is always hilarious. Sean Manaea, gonna actually, I don't know what San Francisco may start an opener, but we know that the hitting weather in Chicago is great based on an 11 total at Wrigley. So I won't be using a San Francisco pitcher. But there we have it. There's the first look at the pitching for today. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to our tools, sheets, coaches, Discord, etc. I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, it's RAZ, for 10% off. And as always, best of luck, everybody.